Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. It is 98.9 The Buzz and Spisano and Sandy.
All right. We all have our morning routine. So think to yourself, what is that one thing in the morning that you need to get your day started? Would you be a good or bad parent if you allowed your 10-year-old to include this one thing in their routine before school?
It's Buzz Baby University. Good parenting or bad parenting?
Yeah, you got to decide. So, you know, we all have our thing in the morning, right? What's your thing? What's your thing that, like, if you do not do this one thing in your morning, that's it. You're a disaster for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Happened to me last week.
What was it?
I didn't have time to make coffee before I left. I came to the radio station to make coffee, and the machine didn't work. I was like, totally threw me off.
Totally, right?
You
did look tired all morning long.
Yeah.
But just couldn't get your day started.
I know.
Okay, well, that's fine. A lot of people are probably thinking that. Their morning coffee actually gets me out of bed. The thought of me drinking my morning coffee gets me out of bed.
Mm.
Well, what if it's your 10-year-old? What if it's your 10-year-old who needs to get out of bed by thinking about their morning coffee?
10 years old?
Is 10 years old too young to drink coffee? If you allowed your 10-year-old to drink a full cup of coffee, bring in their, you know, travel mug to school, good or bad parenting?
Oh, my God.
10 years old.
The 10-year-old can get me coffee, but they can't drink it. No, that's bad parenting to have caffeine in a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
A travel mug?
Yeah, just to, you know,
oh,
on the
God,
school
no.
bus.
No. Yeah.
Well, what age is okay then? 11. 12?
No.
13. Come on, teenager.
Nah, I'm saying 16. You can get your learner's permit. You can also have a cup of coffee at that point. Coffee, man, people get crazy on coffee. I think that's a bad parenting.
Crazy.
Anybody
you
will
really
agree with me.
You really get crazy on coffee?
Some people are so addicted to coffee, they have to have it all day, and they don't drink coffee, and they start getting headaches.
All right. Well, I would. Okay. Sure. Yeah. But if it's just one cup of coffee in the morning, 10 years old, 222-2899. If you allow your 10-year-old to drink a cup of coffee in the morning, does it make you a bad parent? Is it good or bad parenting?
It's a bad parent. It makes you a bad parent. Oh my God. It's a gateway drug.
But now with all...
It is.
But all the stores now, those coffee shops, they advertise these like, it's almost like a dessert more than it is coffee. And I have seen parents order that for their younger kids.
Like, I remember Anthony, my son, my 21-year-old. He came up to me one day. He was like 12. He's like, hey, Dad. Can I have a cup of coffee? Like, it's like cool. It's like the cool thing to do. It's not like... Yeah, it's like...
You look mature. You're an adult. You're drinking coffee like mom and dad.
You know,
and
it's
you
like,
said no?
No, I said no. I said, you know, when you start shaving, then you can have a cup of coffee.
Okay, some 12-year-olds are shaving.
Okay,
so.
Well, he wasn't shaving.
It's all based on how you can grow facial hair in Scott's eyes.
Anyone will agree with me on this. At 222 Buzz, I know this for a fact. It's bad parenting. At 10 years old...
10 years old. Yeah. I bet there's little 10-year-olds waking up right now pouring their first cup. Oh my mother used to say, and I always thought too that just looks wrong. It feels wrong. It looks wrong. You can't do that. But my mom's like, listen, now my mom is 100% Italian, mind you. I used to have coffee instead of milk for my cereal in the morning. So it's fine. And
wait.
I'm like, oh yeah, it's. I don't know.
Wait, you used to put coffee in your cereal?
My mom.
Oh.
She did when she was young.
Oh.
She's like, I used to put coffee instead of the milk in the cereal. So it's fine.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, well, you turned out okay. I mean, I don't know. It's a culture. In Italy, it's not a big deal at all. So what all of a sudden makes it a big deal for us? I don't know. You guys tell me. 222-2899. Good or bad parenting to allow your 10-year-old to start their morning off with a nice hot cup of coffee.
Okay. Call us. Am I crazy? 10-year-old drinking a cup of coffee every morning before school? Bringing it on the bus with him or her?
Yeah, we're deciding in Buzz Baby University this morning, good or bad parenting. I'm sure, Scotty, there are parents who are completely fine with that. 10-year-olds, a little bit, not too much coffee, not like 5 cups of coffee a day, but just a morning cup of coffee. 10 years old, fine.
Mm. If they can't reach high enough on the counter to make the pot of coffee, then they can't have it.
You're so far saying that until you have facial hair.
Mm-hmm.
Until 16. You can reach the counter.
Until you can drive.
It's not really bad. 10 years old, it really is. Would I encourage it? Would I get a cup of coffee ready for my 10-year-old? Probably not. But if she says, hey, can I just have some coffee? I don't know. I don't think it's bad. We need a doctor or a nurse or somebody to call up because I really don't think it's that bad.
I think there's something to be said for the optics of this. You know, Mrs. Smith, the bus driver, sees little Sally coming on the school bus with a cup of
with
a Starbucks mug.
Kids are drinking the Starbucks stuff all the time.
At 10? I'm pretty freewheeling, you know me, like whatever. But just
all of a sudden are you trying to lay down the law with coffee?
I know, that even makes, I don't know, for some reason that makes me a little icky. I feel that caffeine, does bad things. Like if I have, too much coffee, I get,
I get that. You're not going to let your kid have too much coffee.
Yeah, but once they start drinking it, they're going to want more because, that caffeine, you need more. And all of a sudden, they can't handle it yet. Their brains aren't developed, like you say all the time. They're not completely there yet. Good morning.
I have no problem with a cup of coffee for a 10-year-old. My son is 9. He's been making me coffee for the last 2 years. And if you're going to say no to coffee, don't be a hypocrite. You better say no to soda, too. There's no difference. What's the difference between letting your kid have a can of Pepsi and letting your kid have a cup of coffee?
Yeah, I agree.
And you know what? Actually, don't they say that sugar is even worse?
Yep, absolutely.
So that is kind of hypocritical of you, Scott.
I never let my kids drink soda. We never had soda in the house.
Did you let them have sugar? Because it's just as bad.
Whatever was in their food, but we never did sugar this, sugar that, sugar.
Oh, yeah, right. Listen
no, seriously.
Him. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hi, the buzz.
No, absolutely not. No.
So what age do you think it is okay then? If you think 10 years old is too young for a cup of coffee, what age is okay?
I never let my daughter have it until she was 16.
Mm. 16.
Yeah,
okay, so you're siding with Scotty on this one. All right.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for being on Buzz Baby University.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.